Hey everyone, I'm back with another podcast. So I wanted to speak upon this particular topic that God has been placing on my heart for some time now. And this topic is about men and healing. I was just actually on the phone with one of my family members and we got on this subject about just healing and the voids that a lot of men seek out, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in money, whether it's in their jobs, whatever it is. And women do this too, but in particular, I felt led to speak to my men tonight. And so what I was speaking about on the phone call with one of my family members was just really about how oftentimes, you know, men feel like they don't have a voice. I feel like the societal norm have conditioned men to believe that it's not normal to express or vocalize your emotions. Because if you do so, then you're not really a man. You know, you are, you're a punk, or you're soft, or you're weak. But I wanted to just really share what's on my heart, and I know that this is solely Holy Spirit led, just in regards to this. You know, I've seen it, I've experienced it in relationships, I've experienced it in friendships, you know, from, you know, the opposite sex, where, you know, a lot of men, because of this notion that you are not able to vocalize or express who you really are or express how you really feel, a lot of men go throughout their life suppressing these emotions, and that only creates destruction. And with that destruction, continuously creates the broken patterns of relational problems, friendship problems, even problems in everyday life experiences. A lot of times, you know, people look upon men and feel, not even look upon, look down on men and think, you know, well, if you express yourself, then you're not really a man. You know, if you express how you feel, you're not really as masculine as you say you are, as you thought you were, you know. But I'm here to tell my men that that is not true, you know. That's not true at all. You know, in the areas that we are afraid to confess to God, those are the very areas that will leave us in these same patterns. You know, you go throughout life going through relationship and relationship wondering, why am I still broken? Why am I still numb to these different relationships? Why can't I ever connect with a woman in these different relationships that I'm in? And the reason being is because you're not allowing yourself to heal from the past traumas of things that occurred maybe when you were little. You know, maybe it was a situation where, you know, you lacked a father-son relationship, or you lacked a mother-son relationship, you know. And so you go throughout relationships and you only love based on your condition. You only love based on your expectation of that person. And so when you love based upon conditions, then you go through these relationships not really being able to fully emotionally connect with your significant other. And so whenever something happens, it's like, okay, I don't even really care because I never was 100% connected to you anyways. And so I can break up with you and not feel anything because I lacked that emotional connection from something or some area in my life. So I'm not able to reciprocate that same, you know, type of love to you, you know. And so I just want us to get into a place where we stop raising our sons to feel like you are a wimp if you cry, or you are a wimp if you vocalize how you feel about something. You know, that's not true. That's not true at all. You know, we have to raise our sons and, you know, our young kings and princes to know, you know, that it's okay to express the pains and the hurts that you go through. You know, you don't have to be this macho man all the time and feel like, you know, oh, I'm good, I don't need anybody, or I'm good, I don't need to express how I feel. Because what happens is you continue to repeat these same broken cycles. You continue to repeat the broken cycles of not allowing yourself to heal. So what happens when you don't allow yourself to heal is that you go throughout relationship after relationships, and you're literally burning everything that you're coming into contact with because you didn't allow yourself to heal. You didn't give yourself the time to confess what has hurt you. You didn't give yourself time to confess your brokenness. And so now you're allowing your brokenness to trail on everything that you come into contact with. You know, have you ever noticed how broken people, when situations occur, it's so easy for them to just walk away from something instead of actually trying to fix it? And the reason being is because when you're broken, you don't know how to fix it. You know, you don't know how to fix situations. You don't know how to resolve anything because you're broken. And it's not your fault that you're broken, but it is your responsibility to confess what has hurt you and allow God to transform those areas in your life that are broken. And so I just really wanted to share this podcast because I just felt like this is something that we really need to speak upon. You know, this is something that people really need to address. And I feel like many times we just disregard it. You know, we disregard the areas, you know, where people are hurting. We disregard the areas where people, you know, actually need people to speak to and people to, you know, just understand them, you know? And so the only thing I really want to say is to stop raising our young kings to feel like you are, you know, less than if you express these emotions. You're not good enough if you express, you know, how you feel, or if you vocalize how you feel about certain things, you know, because you are good enough. And we don't want to continue to go throughout relationship after relationship, literally breaking everything that we come into contact with because we don't want to get healed. You know, we want to seek voids through everything else, but going to the ultimate source and allowing God to place his hand upon those areas where we've been trying to fill voids all of our lives, you know. For the men that want to get married someday, you know, you can't love your wife based upon the condition that you were loved. If you were raised on survival versus love, the only way that you know how to love is how you've been loved, you know? And so we want to break those chains of only loving people the way we know how to love. You know, we want to love people the way God loves us, you know? You don't want to be married to a woman and then 30 days later, you ready to get a divorce because she doesn't meet the expectation of how you perceive love. You know, love is not gonna be roses and, you know, a fairy tale in the park, or, you know, that's not, love is not gonna be like that all the time. There's gonna be times where you're gonna want to string your significant other's neck, you know, but you still have to continuously love people, and not even just in relationships, friendships as well. You have to continue to love people the way God perceives people, the way God loves you. And we just have to break free from those chains of loving people with conditions.